It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
They were sitting and watching. So who were sitting? There were so many people standing. But all these soldiers, they did their part, they crucified him, they did everything, and some of them are sitting and watching. And one soldier wanted to see if he's dead, and he poked in his heart and the blood and water came. And then they said he felt that he was the Son of God. But here, all of those people were sitting and watching. And what they watched? They watched the earthquake, they watched the, what you call, darkness. They watch what Jesus Christ was saying on the cross, and these people's heart were changed. Not only one soldier, but many of them got saved at that particular time. Go a little further. Okay.
And many women were there, beholding afar off, which followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering unto him, among which was Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of Zebedee's children.
Now here it says, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James and Joseph. Now somebody says, where was Mary, mother of Jesus? She is the one. They did not say the Mary, mother of Jesus, but they say Mary, mother of James and Joseph. Those were her other children. And so she was there. And so many people say she didn't have any other children, but the Word of God says she had other children, and we prove it to you many times from the Word of God. I don't have time right now to go and prove it to you from the other scriptures. Okay, verse 57.
When the even was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus' disciple. He went to Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered.
This Joseph the Arimathea was a secret disciple of Jesus Christ, just like a Nicodemus. And there were so many secret disciples. But this Joseph was not ordinary man. He was noble man. He was a rich man. He was a godly man. And he was like a friend of Jesus. And this man comes and goes to the Pilate. Now, Pilate cannot give to Jesus' body to anybody else. But he is like a millionaire, billionaire. And so, people, when you have money, money talks. So he didn't ask a question. He handed over the body to the Joseph. Okay, go ahead.
And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn out in the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulcher and departed.
Now, let's go to the St. John chapter 19. And read a little bit further. Tomb was made a fresh new one. He did it in the rock. And not only rock, he did carving in the rock. And he was keeping for himself. But when Jesus died, he thought Jesus Christ is more worthy than me. And he gave it to Lord Jesus Christ. Go to the John chapter 19, verse 38 to 42.
And after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly, for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave him leave. He came therefore and took the body of Jesus. And there came also Nicodemus, which at the first came to Jesus by night, and brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pound weight. Then took they the body of Jesus, and wound it in linen clothes with the spices, as the manner of the Jews is to bury.
Go back to the Matthew, start reading from 61.
And there was Mary Magdalene, and the other Mary, sitting over against the sepulchre. Now the next day, that followed the day of the preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees came together unto Pilate, saying, Sir, we remember that the deceiver said, while he was yet alive, after 3 days I will rise again.
Can you imagine? Jesus Christ already suffered and died. What's the word they're using? Deceiver. He did not deceive anybody. But sinner, these people were sinners. They have no compassion. They have no love. And they are talking about their religious people. They are acting like a more worse than criminal. And they are saying, this deceiver said that he will rise again third day. So we want some kind of government protection. And so he said, okay, it's in your power. Means you have money, you do it. Do you know if you have some function? And you call the city, say, I want some police officers to come in. What they say? If you have money, we will send some officers. So more the money, more the officers will come and protect you. And so same thing. So these people say, okay, we have the money, we'll give you the money, and you protect the tomb. And he says, those ladies were sitting there, and they were watching where the tomb is. What was their idea? We will learn next week. Their idea was, we see the tomb, and we'll come Sunday morning, and we'll put more spices. And that's what they were sitting there and watching where the tomb was. Verse 64, please read.
Command therefore that the sepulcher be made sure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away, and say unto the people, he is risen from the dead. So the last error shall be worse than the first.
And so what was the last error? They said, we did the error, maybe we killed him, but rising again, it will be much more worse. So they didn't want anything. They had no courage to give us the body, and we'll keep the body, and we'll protect the body, but they thought government will do the greater job more than us, because Jesus' followers were multitudes of people. When Jesus Christ was died, and if they took it to Pharisees, to their place, to watch over him or bury him and take care of him, surely some people will come and do some harm to those people. So they thought it's better to give it to the government. And government said, okay, take the police officer, take the whatever the army or soldiers you want, give the money and do it. And the word of God said, did it.
Pilate said unto them, ye have a watch, go your way, make it as sure as ye can. So they went and made the sepulcher sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch.
Now, they did everything possible and they thought, we got him. But Jesus Christ is already risen. Their tactic didn't work. We are in the book of Matthew, and this is the last chapter. It's a short chapter. Matthew chapter 28, starting from verse 1.
In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn, toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake. For the angel of the Lord descended from heaven, and came and rolled back the stone from the door, and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow.
Last week, if you remember, chapter 27, when they were taking him for burial, they were Mary Magdalene, mother of Jesus, and other ladies, they were watching where they're going to keep Jesus, and they were thinking maybe they will come after Sabbath and put some more spices, and that was their idea. Now, when you read it in the book of Mark, they were saying, who will be rolling the stone for us, because they knew there is a big stone. But in Matthew says, as soon as they came, they already saw the stone was rolled away. But he says, what happened? There was an earthquake, and the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. At that time, the guards were watching. And those guards were not like a one or two, maybe 12 guards doing 8 hours duty, and they are changing of the guards, so 24 hours they were watching. And here when they saw the angel, his face was just like a lightning. That means his face was shining. They could not see properly his face. And his garment, his robe was like a white as snow. And so the clothes were white, face is lightning, so everything reflects and they can see like a ball of fire or something like that. And those people didn't know what is this. And the word of God said they were very, very afraid. Verse 4.
And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men.
Okay. Now the keepers are the soldiers or the guards. He says the keepers did shake. That means they start shivering. As you know, when you have a lot of fear, your knees will be start shaking. And some people do get heart attack. And some people even they die with the fear. And so these people were very afraid. And they almost got a heart attack. They were already on the ground. They were fallen on the ground. And so, and the word of God says, and became as a dead man. That means they were already having some kind of heart attack and they were like a dead man. And so I don't think the angel helped them or angel talked to them. We will come back to this verse 5, but let's go to the Matthew chapter 28. Start reading from verse 11 to 15.
Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers.
Now here is the word of God is saying, when these guards, they were afraid, they saw the earthquake, they saw the door open, they saw the angel sitting, they saw everything, and maybe they saw the ladies coming, but they just ran to the city, and first of all, they went to the chief priests and other leaders, and they told them everything what they saw. And so, what the other people are doing, the verse 12 says, people got together, means priests, with Pharisees, and all the elders, and they had counseling. They got a meeting. What we should do? These people are giving us a news that Jesus Christ is risen. The tomb was empty. They could not find Jesus. They saw the angel. They could not recognize this as the angel or Jesus or what, because they were shaken by the earthquake and the power of the angel and the shiny face of angel. And they were all like a dead man on the floor. Those people told all the story. And these people, means Pharisees and priests, they decided, let's give them money. Not little money. They give a large amount of money. And when these soldiers, they don't get a high salary. And so when they got this kind of money, and they were afraid, and what these people were telling them, teaching them how to lie. They said, tell this all the people what happened. Whatever the real story is, you don't tell. Just tell the story that you were sleeping. And while you were sleeping, the disciple came in the night and they took the body. Please read verse 13.
Saying, say ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while he slept.
Can you imagine if they are changing up the guards, they're not going to get tired. 8 hours of duty, you're gone, and the fresh people come, and so everybody cannot sleep on the duty. And if somebody says, I was sleeping on the duty, Roman government will kill them all. Because we kept you there to watch, you cannot sleep. If somebody's a guard in the bank or someplace and watching something, and he says, okay, I was sleeping, and somebody took the money and I don't know. People are going to take his word? No. They will say, your hand is in there. You are the one doing it, and they might do some harm to this person. And so this is what happened, and the soldiers were taught, tell them that you were sleeping. Verse 14.
And if this come to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you. So they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day.
Can you imagine how the money makes people blind? They simply said, okay, what we're going to do, if this news goes to the governor that you are sleeping, then governor will punish you. But before he does, we will give him also money and we will tell the governor. The officers told this story. We don't want these stories to go out. And the Christian people, they already know, but we don't want to know these people. So we are going to seal this thing. We are going to give you the money. We are going to tell the people. This is what happened. The disciple came in the night and took the body. And that's what they want to see. And the word of God says, this story is still Jewish people believing today. You see news people, what they do. They twist the story. If somebody gives them money or they have some kind of motive, they twist the story and they put it something and the people believe what they're saying. If one newspaper or one television station saying something and other person saying something, then the people will have problem. But see, if somebody has the money, give money to all the radio station, give money to all the television station, give money to all the newspaper and shut their mouth and they print the wrong story, everybody the same thing, people believe it. And that's what happened. Okay, let's go back to our chapter, Matthew chapter 28, verse 5.
And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified.
Now the angel is talking to these ladies who are there. He says, I know what you're looking for. You're looking for Jesus Christ. But he is not here. He was crucified, but he is risen. Verse 6.
He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly, and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre, with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word.
Okay, now here we see, Matthew does not give the real story. Means, he gives the story, but he does not give in detail story. If you read in the book of Mark, book of John, and book of Luke, we got all detailed story. So if somebody wants to know, because we don't have time, book of Mark, chapter 16, book of Luke, chapter 24, book of John, chapter 20, and Matthew, chapter 28. If all these chapters, if you read, then you get the full story. Here he's saying that angel told them, Jesus Christ is risen, go tell his disciples. So all these girls, they had a great joy, they were a little bit afraid, but they got a good news and they ran to tell the disciples. But in St. John chapter 20, we read, Mary Magdalene is the only one went running to John and Peter and told the story. So the Peter started running, John started running. John went ahead of Peter and stood at the tomb. He did not go in. Peter was running with him, but he was a little bit slow because he was a little bit older than John. He came later on and he just went in. And he went in, saw clothes and everything, but he was disappointed. He did not believe. But the word of God says in the same chapter, John believed it. John saw the clothes and he believed. Peter didn't believe. And then they went away. And then we read, the Mary Magdalene didn't go. She was still waiting and crying and looking for Jesus. And then she saw Jesus thinking he's a gardener. And then when Jesus said, Mary, that's the time she recognized this is Jesus and she wanted to give him a hug. He says, don't touch me because I did not go to my father yet. But that scripture, Matthew just didn't mention in here. And so the people might be thinking this is what happened. But the John says Mary Magdalene saw Jesus first. And if you want to read Mark chapter 16, verse 9, Mark says Mary Magdalene was the one first saw Jesus.
Now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils.
Okay, so now we know Mary Magdalene was there, and John's Gospel gives all the detailed story, what happened. Matthew says, when all these ladies were going, Jesus appeared to them. Let's read verse 9. Matthew chapter 28, verse 9.
And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, All hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him.
Those ladies were going. Mary Magdalene was still at the tomb. When she saw Jesus, she came running to these people and telling them, I saw Jesus. And she might have told the whole story. And they did not believe. Just think the Mary, mother of Jesus, is there. And what she would feel in her spirit. Why this lady who had the 7 demons, my son can appear to her. Is she holier than me? Some thought will come. And I am the one who gave birth to Jesus. And why he did not appear to me? Something like that. I don't think they were fighting or anything. But this thought might come to Mary, mother of Jesus. So here we see all these ladies are going. They are going might be slow because they are depressed. They didn't go running. So they were still going slowly to disciples. Here Mary comes with the good news. She said, you know, we saw the tomb open, but I was standing there and I saw Jesus. I was going to hug him and he said, don't touch me. And so he went to heaven. And so that story, people will not believe what she's saying. And here, Jesus comes back and he allows them to touch. And they worshipped him. Now their doubt is gone. Mary, what she was saying is true. But Jesus didn't say anything. If Jesus would have said something, Mary, I did not allow you to touch that time. And I told you I'm going to go to my father. But I went and I came back. Then these people will not have doubt. But we know between that time, Jesus went to heaven. And it doesn't take much time for Jesus to go up to heaven and come down because he is God. And why he went to heaven? Because Hebrews we read, he took his own blood and he went to in heaven and then he came back. And so here he allowed them to worship and now they know Jesus Christ is really risen. Verse 10.
Then said Jesus unto them, Be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me.
We already studied from verse 11, so let's go a little bit further. Verse 16.
Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted.
Okay, now here it says 11 disciples, they went to Galilee, they were waiting for him on that mountain. Now here says 11 disciples, but Paul says they were more than 500. Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 6.
After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once.
Okay, above 500 means what? More than 500. How come these 500 people or more than 500 people came on that mountain? I don't think Peter or John or James or anybody going and advertising, hey, let's go to the mountain. 11 people just decided and they went there. How the other people came? Because Jesus Christ was meeting people 40 days in different timing. Jesus Christ was saying to people, come and gather because he was going to go to heaven. And so there are more than 500 people were there watching. Go back to the Matthew chapter 28 verse 17. Here it says, and they saw him and they worshipped him, but some doubted. Do you know who that kind of person will be? When Jesus Christ came out of the grave, he showed his disciples in different timing and showed his hand, his feet, he ate with them and he gave the living proof that he is alive, including all those ladies and everybody. I don't think anybody had the doubt that Jesus Christ is not risen. Even the Thomas was doubting, you remember? But Thomas was doubting. Week later, Jesus Christ comes and says, Thomas, come here. And Thomas got the message. He fell on his face and he said, my God and my Lord. So the Thomas got saved. So I don't think among his disciples, these 11 disciples, anybody had doubt. Only one person was bad person, Judas. He was already dead and gone. So who are these people doubting? Do you know, Jesus Christ had 12 disciples. They were chosen from other disciples and called apostles. That is in Matthew chapter 10 and Luke chapter 10. Just read the first verse.
After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place whither he himself would come.
Now you know, there were 12 plus 70. But you do not see those 70 people in the burial ground or the time of crucifixion. You don't see them. Maybe when so many disciples running to mountain to see Jesus, and these 70 disciples, they came there, but those people were already backslidden. They didn't believe in Jesus, they didn't believe in Jesus' doctrine, they didn't believe in Jesus' teaching, and they left the ministry. Okay, let's go to the St. John chapter 6 and verse 66. You have to read the whole chapter because we don't have time. Here these disciples, when they heard Jesus speaking, "You have to eat my flesh and you have to drink my blood, then you will have life, otherwise you will not have eternal life." And those people start saying, "This is so hard to understand," and they walked away.
From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him.
See, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Means after that time, they did not walk with him. They did not have any dealing with Jesus Christ, and they did not have any part of his ministry anymore. That's why you don't see those people. Only we see 11. When Jesus Christ was risen, all these people were with closed doors and things like that, closed doors and windows. 11 disciples, and they say, but this 70 disciples, they were not there. But I thought these disciples, maybe just for curiosity, came there, but they came there to discourage others. Not to encourage, but discourage. "I don't believe this. He's not risen. Maybe he's some other guy," and something like that. But 500 plus people believed, but these 70 people, their name is not given, but I'm just guessing in my spirit. Because there is no other person can doubt among the disciples. And so, these are the disciples, when they did signs and wonders and worked with Jesus Christ, and when they backslidden, those people will come and say, "Lord, Lord, didn't we do great things and miracles in your name?" He said, "I don't remember you." And then he says, "Go away from me." And so, these are the people will not make it to heaven, they will go to hell. Okay, go back to the Matthew chapter 28.
And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost."
Okay, now here he says, "Go ye therefore." This is the commandment.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.